having the real experiences beyond being called a Christian, you must understand how to function there. Christ is a place. So God wants a church that is in charge of the earth before he returns. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He says, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. The day you got born again, you changed nationality. Yet you were sent as an officer. You were sent as an occupational troop to bring the government of that heavenly kingdom to build on the earth. I know what I'm telling you. So pardon me if I make you pray like this on Sunday morning. Pardon me. A season of spiritual warfare. What did Jesus... You know, when people say foolish things like Jesus has done it all, there's nothing to fight. You know, I'm a grace preacher. I preach the grace of God, if you know me. But see, when people say that, they are ignorant. The Bible says Jesus ascended into heaven. And he said, after he had purged our sins, he sat at the right hand of majesty. And after that, he says, sit here until I make your enemies your footstool. Until. So the church is the one to trap the enemy under the body. Until. And he said, when he had done that, then he would deliver the kingdom unto the Father. Are you listening? So as long as you're on earth, you'll be confronted with things. And to make headway, you must have a fighter spirit. This is part of the essence of this teaching. A fighter spirit. You must know when to stop talking to God and talk to the mountains. Are you listening? There is time to talk to God. When you are done talking to God, you talk to the mountains. You talk to the mountains. You talk to the mountains. Because listen, your talking to God has given you an empowerment to talk to the mountain. That's warfare. You insist. We're inside warfare in different areas. Health being attacked. Finances being attacked. Are you listening? Ministries, families being attacked. Are you listening? Are you going to keep quiet and do as though nothing is happening? No. You will take your stand and face Satan head on. Head on. The victory is available. Yes. Yes. Pray it through. Are you listening? Pray it through. Pray it through. Sow your way through. Pray your way through. You know, listen, there are spiritual warfare that must be multiple assaults. Your fasting is fighting it. Your declaration is fighting it. Your signing of checks and sowing of seed, bank transfer, fighting it, sacrificial offering, are you listening? Giving to the poor, acts of service. You fire on all cylinders. You fire. The doors are not opening. Oh, Shabadalabaya. Fire. Let me tell you, there was a time this church is not growing. One Sunday, I had one Honda. I drove it to church. I look at church, I looked at my Honda. I say, car, you are gone. Well, less than 100, maybe 60, 70, nothing was happening. So, I say, car, you are gone. Drove somewhere in Abuja, dropped it for a pastor, and took public transport and came back. Are you listening? Months from there, bash! Are you listening? Fire on all cylinders. Look at what the unjust steward in Luke 16 said. You know, I can't stop forgetting. He said to dig, I am not able. To beg, I cannot. Hey. Then he resolved within himself. Meaning something you should react to stethoscope. Are you listening? Just put it inside. Quick. Something you should react to stethoscope. When will you stop looking for 100,000? When will you stop looking for 1 million? When will you stop acting as though 2 million is money? Something you should react. When will you stop falling sick? When will you stop getting rejected? Are you listening to me? Let me tell you, nobody from outside will help you do it. You know, you already sunk. When you start giving excuses that the reason for what is happening is external, you are in trouble. I told you the best that men can give to you is a bucket of water. But out of your belly shall flow rivers. The best, they'll give you a bucket of water. They're the best. Bucket, some will give you cups, some will give you buckets. But out of your belly, what did the Bible say? Shall flow rivers. Can you compare rivers to buckets or drums? Meaning the bigger things about your life will come from within. It's not coming from someone. It will come from where? From within. Out of your belly shall flow gushers. Mapatule balata. You know when you turn a dam loose. Ulabaya. Gushers. Gushers of living waters. Water that comes with a force. Water that cannot be stopped. Am I provoking you already? We're talking about jump and fly. Waters. Rivers of living waters. Father, we thank you. Lift your right hand up. Father, we thank you. Lord, we are ready. We are ready to step out on your word. We are ready to step out on your word. We are ready to step out on your word. We are ready to walk on the waters. We are ready to jump in every ramification. We are ready to believe you for crazy things. We are ready to believe you for crazy things. We are ready to believe you for crazy things. We give you praise for the victory secured. We give you praise for we have the victory. Oh, we have the victory. I said we have the victory. We have the victory. We thank you, Lord, because Satan is bruised, is crushed under our feet now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you because every manipulating influence of darkness over our finances, over our bodies, over our relationships, over our marriages, our homes, our career and businesses, they are terminated today. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Welcome, welcome. Help me walk up to seven people and tell them you are jumping and you are flying by force. Tell them you can't keep living like this. Talk to them. You can't keep living like this. You are jumping and you are flying. Come on now. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Are you excited to be in this service? Something is happening to you already. Phew. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. You know, this is very important. All that people know about spiritual warfare is witches and wizards. That's sad. That's small. I want you to listen to me and listen very well. Look up at me very well. You listen. You know, about 2 weeks ago, I started talking about the importance of ideology. I remember that. Very important. You see, the way you dimension Satan is very important. It's very important. The way you look at him is very important. You know, I've been telling you for years now that the church is not a religious movement. The church is not a religious idea or religious concept. The church is a highly governmental entity. Are you listening? Are you listening to me? Highly governmental. And listen, Satan understands that. Okay? Satan understands that. Satan is not a bad person. Let me scatter somebody's mind. Satan is not a bad person. And so Satan is bad. We are good. If you dimension Satan based on good and bad, you are gone. You must see him as a political opponent who sees you as his opposition. Are you listening to me? I said, are you listening to me? You know, we talk about Satan's organogram of operation. Witches and wizards are of no strategic relevance to him when you check the organogram. They are of no strategic relevance. We'll talk about principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places, in heavenly places. Did you hear witches and wizards there? If our Paul dimensioned witches and wizards as works of the flesh, okay? He...
Rebellion.
Are you here? Okay, God, rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. He talked about works of the flesh. He mentioned witchcraft. It's just some human selfishness. And then maybe they bring some demons here and there. But see, when we talk about spiritual warfare, and you're looking at Satan's strategic organogram of operation, they are of no serious relevance. Are you listening to me? Meaning what Satan is after is your destiny and the destiny of the church. You must see things that way. You know, I've told you before, it's amazing. You can't be a Christian who just, okay, came to church, they say, oh, it is well with you, amen. Money is coming to your pocket now, amen. You know, we'll do that. That's important. But you have to go beyond that. We are an army. You are receiving that, you go home, you go to work, and then smarty up, you say, where's my anointing oil? They will not succeed in this office, in Jesus' name. And then you are living a very foolish, small life. When people are there programming games that your children will play. Oh, is somebody here? When people are there planning to be your political leaders, to pass policies to keep you as a slave. You are talking, his office, blah, 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 blah. Food in my house, car in my garage. Listen, when Satan talks, he talks territories. When God talks, he talks territories. He talks institutions, territories. Are you listening? He talks takeover. You understand? Big things. Then God doesn't talk Gary and Granots. No, he looked at Abraham. Look at God's paradigm. He looked at Abraham, a man who was looking for son. He says, I made you a father of many nations. Abraham was looking for God, give me at least one child. He said, you are a father of many nations. And your seed shall possess the land that I've shown you. I mean, see the way God thinks. I'm looking for a son. He's talking about the nation. No, he's talking about nations. Are you listening? Anna was looking for a son. God was thinking about the territorial regional prophet. That was on God's mind. I told you, a poor man cannot relate with God. When God brings you, he has to upgrade you, then you can relate with him. Because when he talks, he shifts. He just takes you out of your fence. And then you are wondering, where am I? When God talks, are you listening? Let me expand your mind a little. He has to upgrade you. I know we have a background that sponsors mediocrity. We have a culture. Listen, don't deny it. In Africa, we have a culture of mediocrity. You know, recently I was questioning myself. That if I'm going to lead a generation, there are personal adjustments I must. You know, you are talking about a culture where we can have tap. Water is not running and we don't mind. You can have your toilet in the room. You carry a bucket to flush it. You don't mind. Are you listening to me? Something is wrong. Something is wrong. We have banks that can't fund small businesses. That can't fund nothing. What was the last time you went to a bank and asked for 5 million funding? Oh no, 2 million funding. And you got it without stress. Naira, I'm not talking about dollars, so please. Are you listening to me? Let me shock you. It's possible to be fasting and praying and be a churchman, a churchwoman, and you have turned 50, 55, and nothing significant has happened in your life. And after doing that for 20 years, say, God forbid. This is my assignment these 2 weeks. And of course, our ministry is positioned to constantly help do that. But I'm challenging you. I want to push you out of the boat to walk on the water. Some of you, you are borrowing house rent and looking for money. You have no business doing. At this time, according to divine calendar, you should be a landlord of properties all over the city and beyond. But what has been happening? We have been playing safe. We've been playing safe. We've been playing safe. We are not jumping off the cliff. We have the parachute of this place. What's going to happen to me? Every successful person in the world, I told you in first service, every billionaire, every millionaire understands the secrets. Understand what I'm sharing with you. Get to a point in your life when you tell yourself, I have to do significant things. And then off the cliff, you jump. You say, what if I fail? Yeah, what if I fail? Fail. No, fail. 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 No, fail. Do you understand? Fail. There's something you'd have learned while you failed that people who stood on the cliff will never learn. Did you hear what I said? Raise that money. Start that thing. Get the money. Sell. Just start. Go where you are supposed to go. Start. Do it. What I'm telling you in this service is do it another way. Don't do it the way you were doing it before. Leap. Leap. Fail. No problem. I believe Osama Demida said that there's an important course in the school of success. It's called failure. If you have not taken that class, you are not ready to succeed. Very important. What are you afraid? I'm talking. I mean, some of you, the things you are hearing, maybe you apply next year, is your business. Or there are those I'm talking to now. As you are leaving this service, you are sitting down and say, I need 3 million naira. I will raise it. I will use it. If you like, let it sink. I'll do it again. Some of you are leaving and say, I'm raising 20 million this month. I will use it to start this thing. If it sink, let it sink. Are you? I know. That's why I say I'm talking to certain people. I'm going to get that property. Whatever it will take to get it. I'm tired of seeing people just, you trek, you carry keke, you do to church, you drive one car, they say give, you don't have, you give 50,000, I give 100,000. You are, what is the anointing on you for? They say help people pay school fees. After paying 2 school fees, you are gasping. Am I talking to you? Am I in the right church? Can I talk to you? Jump, it's time to fly. You know, Jacob said, the Lord is in this place and I knew it not. You can carry things on your head and not know how powerful those things are until you step out. Until you step out. Until you step out. Yes, it will cost you adjustments. You will have to adjust. It's good. It will make you uncomfortable. Pastor Gordon preached a message, going to the uncomfortable place. That was last year or so. Going to the uncomfortable place. You go there. It means you have to adjust. By the time you took 3 million to sink, you're a young man, you sink 3 million to do something, you never, you will sit up. In the night, you will wake up. You wake up. Are you listening? And put your brain to work on how to increase sales and revenue. You wake up. What? See, the reason for laziness is the lack of vision and the lack of stepping out. By the time you get 10 million from somewhere to sink, you will not be watching Z-World. You won't. Because you know, in 1 year, I need to increase revenue. Am I talking to some people this morning? You won't. Or you need to do an MBA and you are pushing to, you need money to do an MBA. Your admission is at stake. You will wake up. You will wake up. Am I talking to someone? I said, this message must produce results this year. It's not next year. It must produce results for some of you. This year, I want you to return this year with testimonies. This year. I have agriculture. You've not done nothing about it. We are talking stories. Then when we extray your daily activities, we know you are wasting time. Is somebody ready to jump? The first time you jump, the parachute may not come up very fast. You will hit rocks. You will have bruises. Things will happen. But guess what? You are better off than the people that stood at the cliff that refused to jump. There are inherent lessons that will be peculiar to you. Now listen, you wouldn't have learned any other way but jumping out to do those things. You are a career person. Do you want to go in the same path that everybody ahead of you had gone? Or you want to do something more that will stretch you? As I'm talking, God will be talking to some of you, be writing. Some of you, when you get home, you will sit down and say, God, talk to me. You say, God, talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. Are you listening? Talk to me. Like I told you, listen, things don't change with time. If our things deteriorate with time. I said, who was I? I think it was Reverend Amunet. I said, we were talking about prayer and fire. He said, I will get me to the mountain. He said, until the day breaks and the shadows flee and fade away. I don't know how many of you heard that verse from Songs of Solomon. I've been looking at it. Glory to God. You know, I was talking with him. I said, the time is now. Because before you know, they'll be celebrating your 50th birthday. Before you know. Time flies. Yes. It's 50th. He said, let's gather to celebrate. What have you done? Are you listening to me? I know we're talking with passion that the time is now. Let me tell you something. We're talking about jumping and flying. Listen. The first thing we mentioned was an adjustment in the mental framework. Can you remember? An adjustment in the mental framework. There's a way jumpers think. There's a way quantum, I told you, there are quantum Christians and there are classical Christians. Classical Christians are those who go gradually. They may have a nice life, but nothing significant. Quantum Christians make leaps from time to time. There's a way they think. And part of the thinking is this. The time for big things is now. God, they didn't hear me. They didn't hear me. Quantum Christians think like this. The time for big things is when? It's now. The time to have investors from Europe, business partners from Europe, or that your company is now, and America, well, you are calling me, Pastor, I have to be on my way to France, I have some business meeting. It's now. For everybody here, are you listening? Everybody, including the 18-year-old that is listening to me, are you listening? Whether you start up something or you are a partner with something that is existent or you are helping out somewhere, the time for big things is now. It's part of the thinking. It's part of the thinking. And I'll show you the dynamics. Now, if the opportunities are not coming to you yet, you know it's time for seed sowing. Are you listening? Time for investments. Because actually, quantum leap is a harvest. Write it down. Quantum leap is a harvest. And this jumping comes in what you call opportune time. Opportune time. And they are in levels. Amen. Are we still together? You have to think that great things can and should happen with me now. That's the way of thinking. A major difference between these two people, okay, those who experience leaps, those who jump and live their life, live their dreams, make big things happen, and those who live the normal, regular, status quo, average, decorated poor life is the way of thinking and the way they see things. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7, you can put it up. Their way of thinking and the way they see things. I gave you an example in the first service about the four people who were asked, okay, how long is it going to take you to buy BMW? The lawyer said, working 10 to 12 months, I should be able to buy BMW. I should be able to buy a BMW. Okay. The doctor said, working 6 to 9 months, I should be able to buy a BMW. The engineer said, working 10 to 13 months or so, I should be able to buy a BMW. Then Mr. Tata said, working 3 to 5 years, I should be able to buy BMW because it's a big company. So the other ones were thinking about car. He thought they asked him how long you buy the company. Way of thinking. Way of thinking. There's a world view. There's a way you see things. In fact, even when there are challenges, when the things that people call crisis, when you have upgraded your mind to that point of being a significant person, there's a way you see crisis. Are you listening to me? You don't see things the way they are. You see things the way you are. Oh. So once you are upgraded mentally, once you have made that mental adjustment, there's a way you see things. You will not see money as a limitation. There's an ownership mentality. And so you have to train your mind that way. We call it adjustment of your mental framework. That's the way you see things. You go beyond the Gary and Granoff thinking. You go beyond the me, my wife, and I thinking. You go beyond the average thinking. You are thinking significance. You are thinking greatness. You are thinking enduring relevance. You are not thinking temporary satisfaction. That's the way you think. And then you now know that all things are yours. Glory to God. You have come to terms with what God told Father Abraham. He said, look northward, look southward, look eastward, look westward. As far as your eyes can see, I have given to you. So you know it's about what you can see. It's not about what is in your hand. I told you money is a creation of the rich to limit the poor. It's a fact. It's a fact. It's something you must train yourself in. That money will never be my limitation. If it's money I need, the money will come. If I don't need money, I will get it. Are you listening to me? I'll get it. I'll get it. So sometimes you call. I heard a testimony of a lady that really, really encouraged me. They are in Lagos. Their pastor had preached about leaping and doing big things and all that, like we said. So there's something they wanted to do. They started in their dining hall, moved to their garage. Okay, they grew, started using an apartment close by. And then they wanted to do something big. All right, so they went to ask for a warehouse. Okay. And in fact, they got a place that was average, was nice, but there was contention about the property, so they let it go. Okay, some contention with somebody they knew and all that, so they let it go. So they called them, oh, there's this big place they need to do. The moment she mentioned it to her husband, he was like, what are you talking about? How are we going to pay for that? Because it was going to be, I think it was going to be almost times 100. Of what they were paying annually, where they were also. Amen. So she now said, okay, at least let us see it. If I started by saying, let's see, let's ask how much. And now today it was so big. He said, I told you. Okay. Okay. She now said, no problem. Okay. Went to pray, it was in her heart. We can get this. Now today, can we meet the owner of the place? Okay. She went and knelt down before the man, the Baba. He said, Ba, sir, we are just starting. We are young people that just started business. Okay, we will grow. Okay, but if you can help us and do this, talked about what they can do, if we can move in and do this and do this, okay, we'll help, we'll do this. And she just looked at us and said, yeah, you young people, your approach to business is even different from us. Okay, no problem. Take it, no problem. You can pay when it's okay with you. They stepped out and got there. One day the man came there and said, you guys, you know what? I'm an old man and all that. I will sell this place to you. I like the way you're going about it. When you are ready and you can buy it, it's waiting for you. You'll buy it. And then hey, behind there, I run some other things. I'm already old. You people have more knowledge to how this can be run. Manage it for me. In Lagos. You make money from the manage there and buy this one. But imagine if they were looking at their pockets to step out. I'm provoking you in this service. Because I told you what the Spirit told me in the first service. We are under living. Listen, I was talking with Pastor Femi yesterday, was in my house. I wanted some financial mentorship session with him. And then, you need a financial mentor. Amen. And then he made this statement. He said, Jos is a city of rest. People like to rest. He said, people rest a lot. And that's the problem. That's the limitation of the town. I shouted. And I began to think, even for pastors, it's the same trap. Somebody has 200 people coming to church, has two cars. He can send his children to Hillcrest. He has some invitations in Ghana and UK. And he thinks he has arrived. He thinks ministry is fulfilled. He's cruising now. He forgot what God told him at the beginning. He's in the atmosphere. Amen. In just somebody has 10 million. He feels he's the final arrival. He wants people to be carrying him, four people to be 10 million. 10 million. Shh. 10 million. 10 million. Do you know what people use 10 million to do? Amen. Amen. Okay, let me just say this at this point. How many of you have... Listen, man. Believe God. Gather money. Go to some places and just come back. Did you hear what I said? Go to some places and come back. I'm telling you what I mean. Please do it. If you've been in Jos all your life, Hi. Try Dubai. Amen. Try other places. If you are someone who has serious cognitive function, watch some videos intently. Something will happen to you. Do you understand? It will. Listen, like I'm telling you, the most important thing is what you have on your mind. If you can challenge the pictures there, you can do well on the outside. Oh, you can do well on the outside. I was listening to one of my mentors recently, and he said something. You know, one of the church members was changing banks. And he said, hey, oh, pastor, that's your 10 million naira. He said, which money? Yeah, you forgot? Honestly, he was trying to think when, you know, this bank, okay, pastor, give me money to the person in that bank. They gave her 10 million, and he forgot. I was just quiet and listening. He said, which 10 million? When did I give you? And all that. Only a rich man forgets 10 million song. Can I get an amen? Your mind. I told you about Reverend Dr. Mark by his younger brother or younger cousin in the 80s. Did you ever hear the story? Yes, who went and took a loan of 1 million naira? You know what 1 million naira was in the 80s? A loan of 1 million naira.
The guy just believed he has to be a big boy. He has to make it. Amen. And I took a loan. In fact, the family got so scared that they called Reverend Mopai. They said, talk to this boy. So he called, he said, what are you doing with loan of 1 million naira? He said, Habba, Reverend, you, as you are preaching, you believe God. Have you ever asked God for 1 million naira? Reverend was quiet. He said, sir, be careful. 1 million, don't put the family. You know what 1 million was? You know, it was 1 to 1 pound then. That's like 1 million pounds. The guy flew to England for holidays personally to go and watch match. He said he wants to expand his mind that there's too much poverty around him. He flew to go and watch match. He sat in one of the stadiums in the 80s. Hey, just shouted. The white guy was looking at him. He said, oh, you look so excited. He said, yeah. He said, why are you from? I'm in Nigeria. He said, oh, that's nice. He said, what do you do? He said, I do everything. He continued watching the match. I do everything. I just looked at him. Sir, you look happy about life. Let me tell you something. For someone to fly to UK to watch match, there's a way you think about him. You see him as a poor person. That's the first thing. The guy looked at him. Oh, I'm a businessman. He said, can you sell? He said, I can sell it. I can even sell yourself. I can. He said, we've been trying to enter Nigeria now. Okay, with this product and all that in the ATM, we're looking for someone we can trust. Can you? So you see, you're looking at your man. He's your man. That's all. They gave him money to open, to enter the country with their product. He carried 1 million, paid the bank, became a big boy. I didn't say go and do likewise. I'm just challenging your mind. I'm just that once you decide, Kai, no more trekking. It's time to jump and fly. No more. Are you listening to me? No more. No more. No more. No more. You decided. Jump. And jump. I'm talking to all of you. Jump. Jump. I told my pastors, we are starting church in Abuja this year. I will do our pouring plus. I will start church in Lokoja. It will happen. If we need to sell everything, it will happen. It's time to jump. Are you listening? Jump. Jump, sit. I know you're excited. Am I boring you? Type your neighbor, say, no more just living. No more just thinking. What have you done that you are relaxed? Relax. Too much relaxing. Too much relaxing. You know, I don't have any friends in this town. There are few. I can count them. You know me. From my room to the office, back to my room, go to where I preach, go to where I pray. You understand? That's my, amen, that's my routine. When was the last time you ran into me in town? How many of you here? Amen. Are you listening? I don't have. So that people will not start clapping hand for you too much. Are you listening? We are almost 1,000 members, amen. To some, that's big. We are grateful but dissatisfied. It doesn't mean you are not grateful. I'm like, in 7 years, in Jaws, young man, you're on TV, you're on radio, you are in Jaws, that's why. Go and ask how old Stephen Furtick is. You will cry. You will cry. Stephen Furtick is 39. He's not 40 yet. He has a global ministry. Are you listening? The guy busted on the nations when he was 36. He broke out. He preached at Hillsong Conference at 36. Brian Houston, I put my hands on my head. Environment. You know, Africa. Am I helping you? am I helping you? Don't stay in your father's house. You are 24 and you are feeling it's a right. Kick yourself out of that house. Are you listening? Go and live under the bridge. You will think. You will think. Are you listening? If it's 20,000 you have and you can get a house, even if it's a slum, pay. That is your house with your key. It's your house with your key. If you don't like it, your brain will think. You go and fast and pray and produce results. Too much free food has not helped us in Africa. In Africa, you meander everywhere. Is there food here? Yeah? You just say they give you food. Too much. Too much free food. Jump! You can fly. Are you listening? Until you jump, the parachute cannot come on. There's a parachute. When you at least jump. Jump the cliff. I'm telling you, God has endowed you with a parachute. His grace is a parachute. His gifting on your inside is a parachute. His mercy, are you listening? His favor is the parachute. But yeah, you can't see it until you jump. Sometimes people that are close to you will be afraid for you. It makes no difference. Once you can see it clearly, jump, 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 jump. You know, when we moved into this place, there are people that were afraid for us. There are people that were afraid for us. Even people we respect, they were afraid for us. Young man, you are good. 3.2 million. Now we don't just use this. We have an overflow day. Amen. Are you listening? They say, with this money, if you just add, you can one plot of land around there, 1 million, 1.5 million, 2 million. Put some zinc. I'll tell them in the office usually. I say, zinc members will be attracted. Amen. And watch what will be happening. From this place, we're going to move to at least 1,500 capacity facility. And it will be easy. 100, 150, 200 million. And it will happen. But if we are going to the zinc then, we'll be thinking zinc. Are you listening? They were afraid. The next year we paid. The next year we paid. The next year we added another hall. We paid. The next year we paid. So people are saying that hall. We are growing. We have quadrupled there. Are you listening? Until you jump, you don't know. The parachute cannot come on. It cannot come on. Am I talking to someone? You just jump. You're a young pastor. You say it's time to take this city. They send you to a town to start the work. You don't stay one angwa and be playing small. He said, we are coming out. Very soon you'll be seeing us on billboards. We've paid. Very soon you just be saying, don't worry, I don't talk. You'll be seeing it. You'll be seeing it everywhere. Everywhere you go in this town, we'll be there. Are you listening? Not sitting in corner with inferiority complex, acting as though God is not faithful. The blood is your qualification. There's nothing that is too good for you. Are you listening? Yes, nothing is too good for you. I told myself, international ministry is for me too. Yes, are you listening? Abroad ministry is for me. Her voice will have to go to the nations. We'll go to London and pack out O2 Arena. Yes, we will jam it. Yes, are you listening? We will jam it. Why? For every Christian, the destination is to the ends of the earth. As a business person, that's your destination. Your business cannot end in Jaws. It's a curse. Are you listening? Did you hear what I said? It's a curse. You want some phone? It's a curse. Did you get it? It's a curse.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.